This 3rd West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is now open at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This year's juror, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson from the Portland Art Museum, has selected the pieces for the exhibition. With works in many media, competing artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is a show you won't want to miss. The exhibition features works from some of the North State and Reading local artists, as well as many other great artists. For the park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, State of Jefferson. I hope everybody's doing okay out there on this wet and windy one. It's been a little bit of a storm here. Some people have gotten it a little bit worse than us. The Mouse will not be here today. She's out practicing to shoot at Yankees again. So we're here again with our friend Wynn Carpenter, and hoping to bring you a good show and dive into some things. And I think, first off, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
So far, so good.
Yeah, wet at your house?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty wet in mine, too. I talking to some family over in Humboldt, and they've been getting quite a bit of rain. I guess they're up to 10 inches on the rain gauge over the last couple of days. So a lot of flooding and stuff going on. I understand Bernie got it pretty good with the wind.
Okay.
And we're under a tornado watch this morning, of all things.
Sweet.
I think that's basically from Oroville up to Lake Shasta.
Okay, well, everybody be careful.
Yeah, keep your eye to the sky. It doesn't happen often, but we do get them every once in a while.
Yep.
So, State of Jefferson next week. Going to be very busy. Lassen and Calusa on the 10th?
Yep, I go to Lassen and see what the Board of Supervisors decides to do there. And then we're going to Calusa and the same thing. Calusa at 9:30 in the morning and Lassen at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And or I believe, no, Calusa at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, not 2:30 in the morning.
Did I say 2:30 in the morning? Yeah, 2:30 p.m. Sorry.
But we're expecting fairly positive reception in both counties, I think.
We are.
Yeah.
And well, Lassen has actually moved their meeting from their board chambers to the fairgrounds because they're expecting a crowd.
You mean people are interested in the State of Jefferson?
I believe they are.
They're curious and wondering what's going on?
Yeah, and they want some action.
Good. That's what we need. Any word on the prison employees unions? Because we know that's a big obstacle up there.
I don't know anything about that yet. I'm going to probably learn that coming up shortly.
Well, I know they have a lot of concerns about keeping their jobs and, you know, what does it look like afterwards and things like that. And I think one guard.
Yes.
And one of the people pushing it is also a prison guard. And I think they're starting to understand that it's not a threat.
They understand that, yes.
And they actually might be better off in the State of Jefferson.
Absolutely. They can make decisions.
Yeah, they get to make decisions. And, you know, things that happen in the State of California now wouldn't happen. Like when an inmate gets injured, a helicopter shows up to take him to the hospital. But when a prison guard gets injured, it's an ambulance that shows up to drive him into town.
Yeah, and they drive clear to Reading.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, they've done that several times. Or something like that occurs, they load him in the vehicle and drive him clear to Reading to take care of him.
And why are prison guards getting injured? Because they're understaffed and, you know, that's overflowing the jails. They're in a dangerous situation. And, you know, once you explain to the prison guards, hey, 97% of these prisoners are California's mess.
Yes.
They're not ours. And not only that, California can't take them back.
That's right.
Unless they just want to dump them on their streets.
Right.
So they would actually have to pay us to store them.
That's right, basically for housing the California prisoners.
Yeah.
In the state of Jefferson prisons.
And we already know what the rates look like because we're already housing prisoners out of state in places like Oklahoma and Mississippi and things like that. So there's already precedent to do that. How much easier to just transport them north of the border?
There you go.
And then to maintain a safe level in the prisons, we can say, sorry, California, we're full.
Right. Then California would be forced to deal with them on their own.
Yeah. And the prison guards would be in the position to look at California and go, well, this is how much a prisoner we're going to charge you.
Right.
Good. I think that that message is starting to get through. And I am of the belief that once that message is through in Lassen and then they talk to their brothers in Del Norte, maybe it's time to go revisit Del Norte County because that was our main opposition in Del Norte when the ballot measure went down. The SEIU, the prison guards union over there, basically hit the panic button and told all of their employees and their families, if you vote for the state of Jefferson, you're going to lose your job. And it was basically like, you're going to lose your job the day you vote for this because
right.
They're going to shut down the... It was very early in the movement. It was a lot of nonsense going on. And we've actually seen the letters that they issued to their employees telling them exactly that. I mean, basically, they lied through their teeth. They spent $40,000 to put that message out there, and we still only lost by 400 votes.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. So, no, I think time will come to revisit that. I think the guys in Lassen have the message. I think they're fairly positive with the message. And I think there's still a little leery about it, but measures.
Absolutely. You got to do something.
Yeah. It's... You know, and we were having this conversation. We were speaking to the Gold Miners Association earlier this week. And, you know, in truth, is the state of Jefferson and state split a desperate maneuver?
Absolutely.
It is. it has to be. I mean, that's where we're pushed to. I mean, at what point are you desperate? I mean, 72% of our economy is gone. You know, something like 27% of Shasta County is below the poverty level. Our job participation rate is somewhere around 48%. You know, they'll tell you the unemployment rate is like 7.2, 7.3, but let's not count all these people over here who've been looking for a job for a long time. We'll just count the people that just recently lost their job. And did you hear about the guy, the head of Gallup, the guy that does the Gallup polls?
Yeah.
Basically came out and said, you know, the federal government's lying to you about the unemployment rate. If you look at how they count their numbers, they just keep shrinking the model to make it look like unemployment's getting better. But if you look at this set of numbers, it actually shows job participation. Unemployment in this country is still pushing 27-28%.
Which is huge.
Yeah. I was watching a documentary on Williston, South Dakota, you know, where the oil boom was happening before they shut down Keystone Pipeline and things like that. And listening to the stories of the locals and how they basically just got hit by swarms of immigrants looking for a job. People that have walked away from their homes, walked away from their families, walked away to go to Williston because they've heard the rumor of jobs. That's improvement. That's our economy improving. I mean, basically, that's something you see out of Grapes of Wrath, out of the Dust Bowl. People are so desperate to work that they will give up everything to go and try and make a living. That's not an improving economy.
No.
So
especially when the numbers are being totally skewed as usual.
Yeah. And desperate times. The state of Jefferson is a desperate maneuver. It's a last ditch maneuver. You know, because really if you follow the logic and down the timeline, what next?
Right.
What comes next?
How much worse is it going to get if we don't do this or if we're not successful with it?
Or if we do nothing.
Or we do nothing, yeah.
What happens until we're completely ground into nothing?
Right.
You know, locally, City of Reading is starting to understand they're not on as stable financial footing as they've tried to lead everybody to believe.
Right.
Our unfunded liability, come to find out, they've... very, very potentially been charging the illegal tax to keep us afloat. Our public services are failing. There's a lack of will to do what needs to be done to take our city back. We're being overcome
Doesn't that all boil down to creative accounting?
Yeah, it does. It really does. it's a mess. And so we need to start taking some desperate measures. We need to start taking some strong stances. We can no longer afford to be politically correct.
Right.
As part of the problem. And you look at some of the things that I've been watching the legislature closely and some of the things that are coming. And there's going to be some interesting laws. They want to pass a law through the legislature that says that the state of California has an obligation to render health care to all citizens regardless of documentation status. What does that mean? I mean, regardless of documentation status. So the state of California, even if you're an illegal alien, is going to consider you a citizen. Basically, wow. Post facto, you're a citizen because we say so.
Well, they've already got the driver's license.
Yeah, that's true. And that's another one. Did you hear they're going to try to pass a bill that we have to subsidize car insurance? Because they handed out all of these licenses to non-citizens. And then somebody went, legally to drive in the state of California, they have to have driver's insurance. Well, they can't afford that.
Wait a minute. I've got a new driver in my family, 16-year-old male.
Mm-hmm.
My insurance almost tripled adding him on just because he's a 16-year-old male.
Yeah.
And I pay that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Your insurance tripled, so now you're paying for your kid. You're paying for the increased danger because he's a new driver. And the triple part of it, you're paying for someone who just got issued their driver's license. They can't pay for it. It's basically the same thing they did with our health care.
Wonderful. And so then I get into a wreck with one of those guys, then my insurance goes up.
Yeah. Yeah. More likely there's going to be a bunch of them driving around uninsured.
Wonderful. So how many more fatalities are we going to have here?
Who knows? Wow. State of Jefferson's desperate.
Yeah.
We're you add up all the different things that we're looking at and we're desperate. But I think one of the things that we wanted to touch on today was one of the questions that came up with the gold miners thing is the land. Yeah. How do we use the land? Who owns the land? Things like that. But I think we're going to go ahead and roll to a break before we get into that. And we'll come back and start discussing federal versus state sovereignty on public land.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tens of thousands of Californians in the unemployment line. Millions of dollars extorted out of your pocket. All to pay Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband to build a high-speed rail to nowhere. Are you tired of your government lying to you so that they can steal your children's future? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their lies in its tracks. Go to standandfightclubinc.com and get into the fight now.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at FiveStarBank.com. Bistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Reading, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe Main Street?
These are the things I can do without. Come on. I'm talking to you. Come on.
Welcome back, State of Jefferson. And we are talking to you. I hope you guys are doing good this morning. So, one of the biggies, land.
Land.
Land and land usage. Water and water usage.
Our citizen land.
Yeah. Who owns the land? Who owns the water?
Citizens.
Yes, and at their behest to be managed by the state. One of the things that people continue to bring up as one of the biggest oppositions to the state of Jefferson, most people that have that really are interested and are curious and don't want to just be detractors because they can have given up the financial argument, they've gone and looked at the numbers, and they've gone, oh. Even our elected officials have stopped hitting us with the finances for the most part. A lot of them say, hey, I've heard from, you know, so-and-so over here in this county that we would have this much money, show me. And we go and we show them, and they go, oh, my God.
Well, the numbers that they, as the county, submit to the state, and then the state creates it through the LAO report, which is all legitimate stuff.
Yeah. And you know, the way that state of California does their finances is they scatter their finances all over. They hide it amongst 570-some different agencies.
Right.
And it takes forever to put the picture together. And one of the things about a large percentage, I won't say all, but a large percentage of our elected officials, within 2 minutes of conversation with them, you rapidly grasp that you have a better understanding of the finances than they do.
Right.
And I think a lot of them rapidly grasp that at the same time, but they're not about to admit it.
Correct.
So, for the most part, a lot of people have given up on the financial argument because they understand it. It's not true. We have more money without California sucking us dry.
Yep.
So the next big one that a lot of people have moved to is land. An overwhelming amount of our land is under federal control. Now, does the federal government own that land?
Nope.
The only thing that the federal government owns is national parks. That's it. That's the only thing that is – Sovereign. And that's one of the reasons that our current administration is moving forward with the National Monuments Act. Mm-hmm. They are trying to seize huge swaths of the western United States and make them national monuments. They actually just seized the San Gabriel Mountains from the state of California. The state of California didn't say a word.
Right.
Now they're after Berryessa. That's the next one, is Snow Mountain Berryessa Reservoir. They want to make a national monument. That makes it a federal reservoir.
Right.
It makes the whole thing a federal reserve. We can't touch it anymore.
Right.
Okay. So understand that they're trying to do that so that they can take control of the land, and that needs to be resisted absolutely. Now, why do they have to do that if they already own and control the land?
Good question. Is our next line in fire, is that going to be coming up here to Shasta County and making Shasta Lake and everything around it another monument so that they have control of that?
Look at the Castle Crags National Monument expansion.
Right.
That will seize huge parts of northern Shasta and southern Siskiyou County.
Yeah.
It is absolutely coming here. A lot of people don't know about it. They're not talking about it.
Is that where the headwaters are?
Yes. Federal government can't have it. So
if they get the headwaters, they have control. They can dry us up completely.
They do. And a lot of people, you know, they'll ask about the water, and a lot of people say, well, we can't do this with the water and the federal government. And the water out of Shasta Dam is managed under contract with the Bureau of Reclamation. There was a contract made that we can't alter because of Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. The formation of no new state can cause a contract to be altered, blah, blah, blah. There was a contract that said, basically, we will surrender our water rights for a period of time for the federal government to construct a reservoir and construct a dam. We'll trade. You pay for it. You get to distribute the water and things like that. Could we mess with the water rights out of Shasta Lake and Sacramento River and things like that? Yeah, we absolutely could, but we don't want to. Mm-hmm. So there are several different things with BLM. Okay. Understand, BLM does not own a single piece of land anywhere in the United States. BLM owns nothing. The federal government owns nothing that BLM manages. Okay. It is managed under contract with the state. That's Bureau of Land Management.
Right.
Okay. That was part of the argument that went on down there in Nevada with the whole dust up with Clive and Bundy and the right. thing that went down in Nevada, is BLM was essentially telling him, we own this land, we're kicking you off of it. And he made the argument, no, you don't own this land. The state of Nevada owns this land. The state of Nevada gave my family 100 years ago water rights and grazing rights that are to continue in perpetuity, indefinitely, not never ending.
Right.
And I have access to this land. You, the federal government, manage that land under contract with Nevada, but you cannot alter the state laws or the water and grazing rights that have been given. And BLM basically said, we're the federal government, we'll do what we want. Clive and Bundy finally stood up and said, no, you won't.
Right.
And the federal government went away because they knew ultimately they had no leg to stand on.
Right.
Now, that's a very similar situation here, is all our BLM land and all of that is managed under contract with the state of California. If the state of California wants to take control of that land again and put it into use, we absolutely can. Will the federal government try and tell us that we can't and lie and try to dissuade us from doing it? Of course they will. But at the end of the day, they can't stop us. It's our land. And that goes back to, under the state of California now, there was an act in 1864 when, under the Supreme Court, when Alabama was getting ready to reapply for statehood in the Union during the Civil War. And basically what the federal government told them was, okay, we're going to let you reapply to the Union, but the federal government is going to own all of your harbors, all of your navigable waterways. It's going to be under federal control. And Alabama said, no, you can't do that. Okay? And that's because of the Equal Footing Clause, which I'll explain in a minute. But so here we are at the end of a horrible, bitter war. Okay? And still the Supreme Court tells the federal government, you can't do that. You can't seize control of land in a state. and this is a state that was just in rebellion against the Union, and they still said this, that all lands within the borders of a sovereign state are under their domain. All navigable waterways and the soils underneath them are the sovereign domain of the state. The federal government has no right, has no power, has no authority to seize any land, to anything. Okay, that goes all the way back to 1864 to a state that was just in rebellion. And the reason for that is the enabling, or is the equal footing clause of the Constitution that basically says that any state that enters the Union, no matter what time, there's no expiration date on it, enters on an equal footing of the original 13 colonies. The original 13 colonies entered into the Constitution and into the Union with complete control over every single acre of their own land. We would do the same thing as a new state. It's in the Constitution. Okay. If we want to keep BLM around to manage them, we can enter into a contract with BLM and the Forest Service and people like that. I think we would be idiots to do so, but we absolutely could. We would have to have a reaffirmation of that.
Right.
Okay. So it's our land to use. So the federal government can't tell us, you can't do this because of the spotted owl, or you can't do this because of the yellow-toed frog, or you can't do this because of the white-crested timber parakeet, or whatever it is they come up with.
Yeah.
Okay. Endangered lichen. That's one of my favorites. Did you know that you can't go on the north face of Mount Shasta because endangered moss?
Really?
Yeah, endangered lichen. They come up with all of this stuff. But basically, the federal government has no constitutional authority. Is there a Federal Endangered Species Act? Absolutely. Is it constitutional?
No.
I would love to read the part in the Constitution where it says they have a right to protect species or stall interstate commerce or put people out of work over an endangered species.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, of course, you're going to get hit with the earth muffin dirt worshiping argument of, well, you just want to cut down all the trees, kill all the fish, and plant nuclear waste in your backyard.
Yes, we do.
Why would I want to do that? You have Southern California for that.
It's already happening.
You're already doing it. You know, we live here. Okay. So what can we do once we restore our lands and we take possession of our lands?
We can become better stewards of our own area than the state of California is allowing us to do.
You mean we would do responsible harvesting so that our forests aren't giant tinder boxes?
Right. We wouldn't clear cut because that's ridiculous. I mean, people, they already understand that that's not the way to go.
Yeah. The logging companies figured that out a long time ago. Hey, if we clear cut, we're damaging our own harvest. We're damaging our own land. We can't come back and use that land again.
Right.
You know, that's the law of capitalism is they figure it out on their own.
Yep.
Mining. Can mining be done successfully without damaging the environment?
Absolutely.
It can.
Yeah.
Are we mineral rich here?
Absolutely.
The geological surveys that I have looked over, it is astounding the amount of mineral goods that we have in Northern California, the mineral wealth, are chromium deposits alone. And chrome is what's made out of chromium.
Yeah.
Chromium, as I understand it, I started doing some research on it, is found in very minimal deposits, and you have to crush a lot of ore. And so chromium is very hard to get. Okay. But if you want to build any kind of machine that manufactures anything, you want to build anything, you need chrome.
Okay.
Number one use for chrome, ball bearings.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ball bearings are in everything. Now, so chrome is very hard to get a hold of. Chromium is. You have to crush a lot of ore. It's very intensive to get a hold of it, but it's worth it because it's going to go out the door. Now, the geological surveys here in Modoc, Siskiyou, a little cut through Lassen and down into Shasta, we have known as fold deposits. We have slabs of chromium deposits that are a foot to a foot and a half thick for over something like 80 straight miles.
Well, starting in Modoc.
It kind of touches corner Siskiyou and down, and it kind of winds its way around. You don't find deposits of chromium like that.
Wow.
The third largest copper belt in the world runs north of us. There's gold. There's tungsten. There's bauxite. There's cobalt. There's almost anything that you can imagine is sitting here, and we can't touch it because of why?
Well, we separate. Guess what? We can go to work.
We're going after it.
Well, not only by harvesting that, you're going to put people to work.
To work. And, okay, we're and in the state of Jefferson, we're looking at a 0% corporate tax rate.
Wow.
That's going to be a flood of business.
Yep.
We're sitting on top of the natural resources. Why would the manufacturers not come where they can operate free of taxes?
Yep.
And put people to work right there and be right on top of the resources so they don't have to pay to transport them. They manufacture them. We would have massive transportation hubs to get products out of here.
Yeah.
We would boom.
Absolutely.
So we do. We got to cut off to a break, and we'll get back to kind of connecting the dots on land and why it's so important.
And you're tuned to the State of Jefferson on this Sunday morning here on AM 1460 KCNR. You want to call in, the phone number is 530-605-4567.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise to put up a fucking line.
First they came for the loggers, and nobody said anything because they weren't a logger. Then they came for the miners, and nobody said anything because they weren't a miner. Now they're here for the truckers, and nobody's saying anything because they're not a trucker. Will there be anybody left when they come for you? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their devastating regulations that destroy Californians' livelihoods. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and get in the fight.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Looking for that perfect firearm? Look no farther than Stevenson Firearms. Stevenson Firearms, 949-5000. And after you've found that perfect firearm, try TCF Ammunition, made in Reading to exact specifications. You can find TCF Ammunition at Lake Liquor Sporting Goods, 1345 Lake Boulevard, on the way, on the lake, where you can find all your hunting and fishing needs. Make the commitment to shop local. Stevenson Firearms, TCF Ammunition, and Lake Liquor Sporting Goods.
Your home. You serve your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Disagree with him on this one. As good a song as Hotel California is, I'm leaving. I'm out of here, man.
And you don't have to pack a bag.
And I don't have to pack a bag. You know that. And that was one of the things that came up. A lot of people misunderstand this movement. They'll never let you go. I'm not asking your permission, buddy. I'm not. I'm not asking.
You're doing a courtesy. You're informing them that you're leaving.
I'm leaving. Yep. We're done with you.
Yep.
You no longer represent me. You have no intention of representing me. You will run me, my children, my grandchildren, off of the land that we grew up on. You will run us into the ground. You will tax us to death and never give us a voice in that government. I'm sorry. I'm done with it.
Right.
So, yeah, don't get it mixed up. Don't get it twisted. We're not asking your permission.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Everything they're doing is wrong.
Oh, it is. I mean, that would be a very good list to come up with. What is California doing right?
Be a short one.
I'm thinking. Still thinking. There's got to be something. There's got to be one thing that California is doing right. Man, is it that bad? I can't think of
fracking.
One thing.
Fracking.
Fracking. No, they banned that.
Got nothing.
Well, the environmentalists are all over Jerry Brown about it.
It's almost like Sodom and Gomorrah when God showed up and said, show me one.
Yeah.
Show me one good man. Man, I can't think of one good thing. Maybe I haven't had enough coffee. I'll come back to it. I'll keep thinking about it. I can't think of one right thing California has done over the last couple of years. They've gotten it all wrong, every bit of it.
But they created a new tax for it, a new law.
How many new
or fee?
Yeah, how many new fees and taxes and things have they created to fund their insanity?
Well, and they'll just tack it onto another gas as a gas tax.
You know, it almost makes you want to go to Sacramento and say, okay, what do you people want?
Yeah.
At what point do you stop? Stop killing me slowly. And just tell me, what is the end game here? What do you want? You want
they
me to put
know.
On my loincloth and go set up my teepee and start drying whatever I can kill with my hands out in the sun? I mean, what do you people want?
They don't know.
Where does it end with you?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. It never will. You know, yeah. Even if I was in the loincloth and the teepee, they'd probably show up to tell me that my tent paintings are not done with environmentally sound paint and, you know, it's going to kill the chipmunks or something. I don't know. It doesn't ever end. And
it can with Jefferson.
It will with Jefferson.
You're right. It will.
And, you know, we spend so much time dealing with what's wrong with California. You know, what could be so magnificent with Jefferson?
Starting over.
Yeah.
Clean slate.
Yeah, the potential to unleash the spirit of American entrepreneurship.
Right.
Create a business-friendly environment and let Americans go to work.
And take the pressure off all these working families.
Yeah.
Everybody's wearing it on their shoulders. You know, once that happens, man, just the sigh of relief of like, we're done with it.
Yeah.
And once they get that understanding and it actually happens,
yeah,
huge relief on everybody.
Let them keep some of the fruits of their labor. Stop handing it to other people.
Well, and allow, you know, young people that are, you know, either just graduating from college or not going to college. You know, college is not for everybody. And so the working guys out there that had to move away to go find a job, there would be jobs here so they could stay here in the community where they grew up.
Yeah.
No matter where it is within the territory of Jefferson, they could grow up, continue living there if they choose to do that. At least they have a choice.
Yeah.
Right now, they don't have a choice.
Well, and that's like one that we get hit with is people say, well, will the state of Jefferson have green business? If you want to start one,
yeah.
Why does the state have any place in starting any business?
Right.
The state needs to get out of business's way. You want to start a solar rate, you want to start a solar company, go for it. You want to set up the first completely green bicycle factory with a garden on your roof, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, if so many people just have gotten it into their mind, will the government allow me to do this? Will the government subsidize this?
You are the government.
No, you do it.
You do it. You do it, yep.
And a lot of people, you know, that have been beaten down and put onto the welfare system, onto the subsidy system, they can't see any other way to function. And we have to change that mentality.
Yep.
We have to cut it off. And does that mean I don't want to see people in need get help? No.
No, you're always going to have that, no matter how good it is. You're all going to have
that. But don't subsidize it. It's charity. It is the place of the community to take care of their own. And they will, do a lot better job of it than the government will.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, and there are programs that exist for a reason, like disability and things like that. And we have a social responsibility to people like that to an extent.
Yep.
But not to the extent where you point a gun at me and force me to do it.
Yeah.
And that's basically what our government is doing. And look at the people of the North State. Look at the people that encompass what we consider Jefferson. They are some of the kindest, most caring charitable people that you will find on the face of the planet.
Yep.
These people don't have anything to give, and they're still giving.
Yeah.
Imagine what they would do if they had something to give. Yeah. And that's what this is restore the voice of the people, get the government off of them, and just let them go to work. It's amazing the things that can do. Open up the land for use. Let business flourish. Stop trying to kill it. Because the people that are trying to kill it are the people that have the money already.
Yeah, they want to keep and maintain control over everything. Control and maintain control, yeah.
Well, you know, as the one supervisor that we ran into, this will probably stick with me until my dying day. Well, do you think if we have the state of Jefferson will grow? Absolutely, that's the point.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I have a ranch here, and I have a ranch over here, and I have a ranch over there. I don't want it to grow. Why should my cattle truck have to share the road with someone else's cattle truck?
It's all about him.
Somebody elected you?
Yeah.
And that's what it's about, is to a certain extent, the haves don't want to share.
Right.
And to subsidize themselves, they're willing to steal my future,
mm-hmm.
my children's future, and now they're working on my grandchildren's future.
Yeah.
Because they are buried in debt. Pay for me, pay for me, pay for me. No.
Yeah.
No. So, you know, how can the state of Jefferson fix these things? And one of those ways is take control of our lands.
Yeah.
Manage it responsibly. Do we need 573 agencies to do it?
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
No. And use the people that live there, that know the land, that grew up with the land, that are uniquely connected to that land in a way no one else ever will be.
Right.
And use those people that understand it, that have knowledge that has been passed down through the generations. Because if you look around at the rural folks here that remember the stories, you know, that have the knowledge of the land that's been passed on, who better to be stewards of it?
Right.
I mean, some guy sitting down in Sacramento who came up from L.A. and can't even pick a proper wig is going to tell us the best way to manage a forest?
No.
It's
especially when he's never got his feet dirty walking out in the woods, checking things out, never been out there to smell the trees, never been out there at night to see the stars.
And is one of the most corrupt people that there is.
And they're making decisions on what they perceive to be understanding of what we need.
Yeah, and they have no idea.
No.
And, you know, who are they getting advice from? Other people that work in the same building as them that have never been anywhere to see anything.
Yeah.
To know anything, to understand anything.
Well, we can get that fixed. We can get all that under control and do it right, and we would have more control locally. Every county within the state of Jefferson Territory would be responsible for that. We could take care of it ourselves.
And there's nobody here that lives here that wants to destroy where we live.
No.
That's one of the, you know, as Mark Baird puts it, let's have an adult conversation.
Absolutely.
Bring an adult argument.
Yeah.
I mean, don't use nonsensical straw man arguments. Yeah. To try and defend your position. We can go back to work.
Right.
We can make things. We can manufacture things.
And it would be huge. And people would, once they see how it, what happens, you know, within maybe 3 to 5 years after the fact, then they're going to say, why didn't we do this sooner? And we're at the point right now like, yeah, why didn't we do it? We need to do it now.
And there'll be a group of people that hate the idea of Jefferson, and they will move to Southern California, and they'll go, yay, I'm a Californian. We'll go, yeah, we're happy for you.
There you go.
You know,
then you truly weren't.
I used to be able to say, hey, I'm from California, and be able to hold my head high.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. You know, it used to be I was born in the greatest country, in the greatest state, in the best part of that state, and California has become unrecognizable. It's in a death spiral.
Yeah.
And anybody that can't see that is not paying attention. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, man.
Got their head in the sand.
It's and if you believe the media, you know, Brian Williams is a perfect example. The guy that lied about Iraq. Now people are going back and looking through everything, figured out he lied about a bunch of stuff about Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust your media. Trust your press. because who are they working for?
Well, you can trust Shasta Lantern, and you can trust the state of Jefferson.
You can.
Got to be selective on those that you trust.
Well, check your sources. Know who it is. And even with the Shasta Lantern, do yourself a favor. Don't believe anything we print in there. Go look.
Yeah.
And then decide for yourself whether we're full of it.
Right.
Because I will guarantee you every story that we print, I can back up with facts.
Yeah.
And if you want to disagree with me on that story, perfect. That's American. You better know what you're talking about.
Show me the proof.
Yeah. No. All right. We got to cut out here to our last break and get to it.
All right, you're tuned to Jefferson State of Mind. The phone number is 530-605-4567, and you're listening to AM 1460 KCNR.
I used to deliver groceries to your local store, but now I have clean air. I used to have a job, but now I have clean air. I used to have a home, but now I have clean air. I used to have a family and a bank account, but now I have clean air. All thanks to the California Air Resources Board. I don't have to worry about any of those things, and I have all the clean air I can breathe. Thanks, CARB. If this sounds as ridiculous to you as it does to us, join the Stand and Fight Club at standandfightclubinc.com and get in the fight now.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, February 10th.
You know, I lost a big cottonwood tree in the fire last year.
Okay. Not sure what that has to do with our dinner at that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Just saying. So, don't they have great homestyle dinners and great desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, February 10th, for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society to help us continue to support the abused and homeless animals. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Support the animals of Turtle Bay Exploration Park by making them an honorary part of your family with Turtle Bay's Adopt an Animal program. All animals need lots of love and support, and you can help. With four adoption levels to fit every price range, adopting an animal at Turtle Bay makes a great gift for the animal lover in your life. Support the animals of Turtle Bay with your honorary adoption today at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar or by visiting turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm going to have to send you some angrier music, Bob. You keep putting me in a good mood, and I'm trying real hard not to be in one. Welcome back,
everybody.
Need
an angry vibe.
Yeah. We all know, actually, the point of today is I think not to hit on how bad it is, but kind of try and pump up how good it could be.
Absolutely.
And really, it's how good do you want it to be? Unleash your imagination. Cast aside the California thinking, you know, throw away all that and think about what you could do in a free state. Stop thinking about what we can't do anymore and think about what you could do. And it's not that hard to get it.
No.
All you got to do is get up and reach for it and grab it. And it's right there.
There's a huge list of positive things that could happen.
Yeah. What are you worried about? They're going to slap your hand. What are you, a little kid?
Yeah.
Stand up. Take what you want. That's what it's about. And we've got Patty Smith on the phone.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Patty. How's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, you know, just a quick comment on you were talking about how we give when we keep giving and we don't have the money. Think about all of the natural disasters that, you know, the American people give more than anybody. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to point that out, but I called to announce the Operation Overpass on February 21st. Some people are going 11 to 2, but the we're going to go 11 to 1. And we're trying to get all of the major highways covered with people waving State of Jefferson flags, and I think there ought to be American flags out there, too. Because, sure, you know, some people that aren't engaged think that the movement's dead, we're not doing anything. This will bring attention to it. And Tehama County, we've got it covered. So you guys pick an overpass, call me or call Sally. My number is 833-0265. Sally, they're going to do a rally on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop. But if somebody wanted to get on an overpass there, that'd be awesome. So I just wanted to plug that. And in case you guys aren't looking at the chat, Sally wanted you to announce the speaker tomorrow night for Reading, too.
Okay.
Already?
Yeah, we've been having a little bit of internet issues on that. I can't get connected through my phone today. Yeah, but yeah, Operation Overpass, Shasta County will be downtown. Mm-hmm. I do believe we'll have a team headed to the one overpass here through Reading. I know Siskiyou County's covered. I believe Humboldt County's in the loop for it, Placer, Nevada, Tehama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said Highway 49 and Highway 50 they've got covered.
Yeah. So there should be a lot of people that is out in force, and anybody that thinks the State of Jefferson movement's dead is really not paying attention to
anything. They're not. Nope.
I would like to know where they live and what they do, because I'd like to go on vacation there for about a week where you can be that oblivious to the world. But and then following up here in Shasta County, the 22nd, at the Senior Center in Benton Drive, we will be hosting a town hall for the State of Jefferson with Mark Baird.
At 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we expect quite a few people there. Come and find out what's going on. Come to show your support. Come to argue with us. Do yourself a favor. Know what you're talking about. Or come.
Well, and Terry invited Mike to come up and sing a couple songs there, so we'll be there.
Yeah, I saw that email, I think, last night that you you guys will be there, and mm-hmm. as always, happy to see you, and always happy to hear Mike sing.
Does a great
Very
job.
Good.
Yeah, and it'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And come get your questions answered.
You bet.
Come argue with us. Tell us we're all nuts, and tell us why. But like I said, do yourself a favor and know what you're talking about.
Yep.
So, all right.
All righty, guys. We'll have a great one.
You too.
All right. We
Thanks,
will
Patty.
See you soon, Patty.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
And this just in on the chat room, it's Jim Wilson from Prey North State that'll be the guest at the tea party tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yes. He's had a lot of good things to write and a lot of good things to say. And you know what? A lot of it really comes down to we're suffering from moral corruption in this country. We have come to a place where we have enabled all things, where we have made everything acceptable, where... Where do we draw the line anymore? You know, you can't come out against anything. You can't say something against anything, or you're non-politically correct.
And people are fearful because they don't always have enough. They know something isn't right, but they don't know enough information to back it up. And so they're fearful of speaking up. And then if they do, you know, elect to speak up, then they get hammered.
Yeah.
And they're not willing to put themselves on the line like that. Which I get.
Yeah, there's a lot like that. You know, people are afraid to take a couple of whacks.
Yeah.
You know, and part of that goes back to letting humans be humans.
Yeah.
You know, and part of that is drawing a line of morality. You know, there's some things I don't care what you say, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what's wrong, there's something wrong with you.
Absolutely.
So... All right, well, until next week, you guys are not getting Sovereign Minds. They're on their way back and running a little bit delayed, but they will be back next week. We'll be back next week. Until then, enjoy, and if you can, make it to Lassen or Calusa Town Halls on the 10th.
There you go.
All right, everybody have a good one. Thank you for being with us, Wynn.
You bet. Anytime.
All right,
thanks, guys. We do have a replay of Sovereign Minds next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Mr. Snowstorm will drop another foot of the white stuff on New England over the next couple of days.
We are looking at snowfall accumulations, a pretty widespread swath of accumulations between 6 and maybe as much as 15 or more inches. And the heaviest snow, these accumulations are expected across central and eastern New York State into much of Massachusetts.
Brian Hurley of the National Weather Service. The snow is already falling across much of the region and is expected to continue into Tuesday. Meanwhile, Northern California is bracing for the return of downpours and strong winds in the wake of a powerful storm that downed trees and power lines yesterday and led to dozens of flight cancellations at San Francisco's airport. This next storm system is forecast to hit later this morning. It'll bring wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Jordan's Air Force says